Eddie Hinton made his recording debut in 1977 with an album called Very Extremely Dangerous, a collection of soul music so passionately sung that people assumed Hinton was a veteran black artist. In fact, he was a white man from Alabama in his early 20s. Hinton died in 1995, but there's a new CD of previously unreleased material called Hard Luck Guy, which our rock critic Ken Tucker describes as both a throwback to an earlier time and a pleasure for today.
Somebody love that's gone wrong. Say you feel you wanna cry. Well, come on to me then. I'm a hard luck guy.
As a teenager, thunderstruck by the great soul music of the late 60s and early 70s, Eddie Hinton started playing piano and guitar and writing songs with the funky emotionalism of idols like Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett. When he was 22, he went to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where he worked as a session musician and songwriter for performers as various as Pickett, Aretha Franklin, and Solomon Burke. Hinton so closely approximated Otis Redding's style that, the liner notes on Hard Luck Guy tell us, when Redding died in 1967, his widow asked Hinton to teach Redding's children how to play the guitar. On this new posthumous collection, Hinton includes his own version of Redding's Sad Song. Other white singers have imitated Otis Redding, most notably the English vocalist Frankie Miller, but as the critic Robert Christgau has observed, Hinton's version of Redding goes a step beyond. It's almost, Christgau has written, like one of those Elvis recreations. But it would be a mistake to label Hinton a mere soul music imitator. He had his own style. That's Love and Chain, recorded at the Capricorn Studios in Macon, Georgia in the 70s. It's obvious why Hinton never became a star. At a time when the white music business was either Fleetwood Mac or punk rock, Hinton was a keeper of the soul flame, and 1977's Very Extremely Dangerous remains a great lost classic album. The songs on this disc have some tunes that reach a similar degree of originality, such as this one called Here I Am. Although one of the songs here is titled I Got My Thang Together, Eddie Hinton didn't. Plagued by drug and alcohol problems, Hinton's performing career lost what little momentum it had. I'm aware of 5 albums he cut for various labels. They're uneven. But Very Extremely Dangerous and this new collection, many of whose cuts feature Hinton's vocals and instrumental parts from the 70s, supplemented by backup parts recorded in the 90s, give Eddie Hinton the epitaph he deserves.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Hard Luck Guy by the late Eddie Hinton.